Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 20th of December, recording at 9:28 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights on an interesting day. Japan, good action on the upside. Main indicators are positive, despite this being a maturing rally overall, showing some loss of overall momentum, which is not to be expected, but there's no evidence that the rally's over. And Thailand, encouraging sign. Looks like it may have completed a consolidation. Philippines, pretty steady. Europe, mostly steady. And here today, the UK poised for a potential upside, probable upside breakout, I should say, from this trading range of the last few weeks. And Australia, again, looking interesting. Needs to get going here to maintain some overall trend consistency. I've written about that in today's interesting charts. Overall, just a quick summary on these stock markets in here. And that is that the global bull is still intact, but looking very long in the tooth, but should have enough momentum to carry a little bit higher, into the new year, and hopefully a few more, at least a few more weeks, and perhaps months on the upside. And I remain more impressed by the upside action that I see than the downside action, but I do notice an overall loss of momentum for many indices, many previously leading indices, and that is really quite important. Now, I just wanted to mention a couple of things here related to Robin Griffiths' excellent report that's posted today. And that is, I was quite a little bit surprised to see him say that he felt that in the event of a Wall Street correction, which he is also expecting, and it's with a danger period being that second and third quarter. Again, as I said in my comment of the day, I hope this isn't a consensus view. I don't think it is. It certainly isn't a consensus view on Wall Street from what I've seen. But if it was a consensus view, I'd be quite worried about my own forecast. Now, but the point I wanted to touch on was that Robin, who also likes India for the long term, how could one not, felt that it would have a low correlation with, in the event of that Wall Street correction, in other words, India, it wouldn't go running on up in the face of a significant pullback on Wall Street, but he feels that it would hold up reasonably well. Now, I'm less confident than that, and I mentioned this point before, and the main reason I'm less confident of that is the fact that we have seen so much Western money, and that's money coming from the United States, it's money coming from Europe. I think that's the money from the U.S. and Europe has been the main driving force here behind much of the strength in the Indian stock market overall, more so than local demand. Japan's been a big buyer overall as well, and Japanese investors I would not be surprised if they held on perhaps a bit more than the Americans and Europeans in the event of a Wall Street-led correction. One can't be sure about that, though, because in terms of recovering confidence among Japanese investors in stock markets, this is a relatively new development. But we don't have to worry about that Wall Street correction today or how India will respond today. So far, India is still pretty impressive on the upside. And it's my favorite market, stock market, for the very long term, as you know. Now, big rally in here today by the U.S. dollar on some economic news. Overall, markets have been, currency markets, that is, have been pretty choppy in here right now. But this was a good one, good upward dynamic by the dollar. So it certainly stemmed that slide that we'd seen over the previous 3 weeks. And it does certainly open the door to the possibility of the dollar testing its highs in the dollar index and against the euro and the its recent highs against the euro and the and the Swiss franc. I've also noticed that those resources currencies are in retreat as well. So, bottom line on the U.S. dollar is that this rally ain't dead yet. I've described it as looking very, very tired, and that the next big move is going to be on the downside. Given the interest rate differentials and expectations in terms of how high U.S. interest rates are going to go continues to wax and wane, and probably more people have shifted to the we may be relatively near the peak, 25, 50 basis points. That's my hunch. Again, whatever you can say about interest rates is that they still are a tailwind for the US dollar. The real weakness for the dollar will occur when the US short-term rates are coming down again. Okay, now precious metals. Precious metals had a bad day in here today. Well, it depends on that if you're wanting to see them come lower, so that you can buy back again and buy more. Then it was a very good day, but it was a very weak day. I should emphasize. And we'd had those big dynamics off the high, and that was Monday a week ago. That where we that we spiked up and then came off and then fell sharply the following day, and we had weekly keys on a number of the charts for precious metals, and certainly big downward dynamics all around, and that indicates a medium term peak in my view within the secular bull market, as I've said before. I had started to nibble at silver yesterday. That looks silly, that purchase. I did so because the markets had steadied up, and what I did not want to see was them to have them go all the way back up to close to where I had sold out on Monday. And I started to buy, and I bought more in here today. But given the big keys that we saw, weekly keys, and the speed of the shakeout that occurred, and that shakeout followed some acceleration on the upside, as you know, during that very strong rally that began most of it, well, most of it was November and early December. And given that action and today's downward dynamics by the precious metals, that will make a number of traders really quite nervous. Now, that plays into the hands, in all probability, of the people who want to buy these things a bit cheaper. But having seen what arguably was a surprisingly good rally on the upside, it surprised me. Mind you, I am prepared to be surprised. I expect to be surprised on the upside by precious metals, certainly in the second psychological perception stage of this bull cycle. And the strength of that persistence of that move did surprise me, and I suspect a good many of you who are also participating in the move. So we really could not be shocked if we had a surprisingly sharp reaction, albeit a temporary one, on this move on the downside. Now, for me, that's a good buying opportunity. I just wish that I'd started late this afternoon or early this evening UK time, rather than yesterday. But I'm proceeding cautiously. I have just a fraction of my gold position that I had only Monday a week ago. And in terms of my silver position, I've after today's purchases, maybe I've got somewhere between a quarter and a third of what I'd had previously. And I'm keen to buy a bit more, but I'll only buy on weakness in here. And because I expect the markets to be choppy, I would take profits on some of those positions on the first decent bounce, and I just hope for volatility again, which enables me to defray the contango costs through baby steps trading. But I said I'd also comment on metal perceptions. Now, one of the really big themes from September onwards was the realization by investors all over the world that gold was moving up, not just against the US dollar, but against all currencies. Well, it got really quite overextended against all currencies, and you can see that if you go into the chart library and look at gold and various different currencies. It just exploded, broke up out of 10-year or more ranges, and absolutely surged. Now, those moves became quite overextended in the short term, and so we really had, in the chart seminar terminology, we had a type 1 ending to the move, an accelerated advance, followed by, as almost inevitably occurs, following an acceleration, the type 2 downward dynamic, a sharp reaction that frightens everybody. And I wouldn't be surprised if people who had been buying gold and yen and euros and Swiss francs and pretty well every other currency around the globe didn't get nervous in here and nail down some more of that profit. And also, having seen gold hailed as strong against all currencies, as I say, from September onwards when it broke up out of those patterns, we may temporarily see gold become a little bit more of a dollar story over the short term, because of the point I mentioned just a moment ago, that people would be nailing down some of those strong gains that they've seen in gold against other currencies. Overall, long-term view, nothing has changed there. Too much money is being printed. Inflationary pressures will gradually build over the long term, and precious metals are still cheap assets, cheap monetary assets, relative to financial assets and property in many countries. And again, it's also a supply and elasticity meets rising demand story. So I'm hugely bullish over the long term and grateful for the opportunity to be able to buy back silver and some gold well below levels where I got out just a little over a week ago. Although I must say, in this baby steps tactic, and I never advise... I don't give advice on tactics and markets in here, because people who trade are often appalled by baby steps, which is to me a logical strategy of buy on weakness, buy the dips, sell the rallies, particularly if you're in a clear trading range or within a clear secular trend overall, but it can feel, on a day like today, it can feel as if you've stepped into an empty mine shaft. In other words, a steep drop, and you don't know where the bottom is. Okay, enough on all that. And oil's a little bit steadier in here today, but my gasoline long position is certainly dogging it at the moment. That's had a weak few days, but hopefully is near some support down at current levels. That's it, folks. All the best.